Tonight we are beginning Perek Kuf Mem Zayin of Tehillim. Perek Kuf Mem Zayin, chapter 147. This is Haluka Kitov Zamra Elokeinu. Haluka Kitov Zamra Elokeinu Ki Nam Navasihila. This is the second of the five Haluka chapters that we say immediately after Ashrei. We spoke about the significance of these five chapters, elevating the totality of the human soul, all the different levels, elevating us through all the different worlds, the planes of existence, getting us ready to be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shamayim. But the first Haluka was really a very personal plea that David HaMelech was talking about the soul of a person and the individual ways that we relate to Hashem and how Hashem relates to us. And the next parak is taking a more national, more global view, if you will, of the relationship between Hashem and the Jewish people. The last parak ended off, Yimloch Hashem Leolam Elokayach Tzion Ledor Vador Haluka, right, that Hashem will reign forever from all generations, Elokayach Tzion Ledor Vador, that there will be that notice, that monument, that Tzion, marking of God's presence in each and every generation. And now we're talking about the Jewish people in Gullus and the end of Gullus. Some Rishonim say, some early commentators say that this parak is in fact talking about the transition period from the end of Gullus into the Yemos HaMashiach and what that means for the Jewish people. We start off Haluka Kitov Haluya Kitov Zam Eloheinu Kim Noim Novasihila. Haluka, for it is good, ki tov zam elokeinu, it is good to sing to Hashem, ki na'im nava sihila, how pleasant and appropriate it is to praise Hashem. So what does this mean? What's David HaMelech talking about right here, first and foremost? So right away, the Sfarno says on this pasuk in Tehillim, he says that what does it mean, Haluka kitov zamra elokeinu, that it is good to sing to Hashem? The Sfarno says that what David HaMelech is talking about is specifically in Gullus. Last kapitel, we ended off talking about, you know, the difficulties that people have in Gullus, whether we're talking about individuals or whether we're talking about the Jewish people. But now, Kitov Zam Elokeinu, that the Sfarno saying that it is good to sing to Hashem even when we are in Gullus. Because even while we're in Gullus, it's good that we have Hashem as Elokeinu. Kitov Zam Elokeinu. It is good, and we sing because Hashem is our God. That even when we face difficulties, we recognize the ultimate, the Al Sheikh HaKadosh says, that everything that happens to us in Gullus is because of Hashem is Elokeinu, and ultimately, Kitov Zam Elokeinu. Haluka Kitov. Because ultimately, everything that happens is good. Zamra Elokeinu, we sing. Zamra Elokeinu, we sing to Hashem. That's a little bit of a different play on it, that we're singing because Kitov, ultimately everything that happens is good. That's a different way of understanding this. The Alshech shares this pshat in the pasuk. But this is what David HaMelech is telling us. Ki Noim Nava Sihila. Because it is Naim, it is sweet, Nava, it is appropriate, it's fitting to Hila, these praises for Hashem. And what that means is that even if we are struggling at different points in our life, even though we're in Gullus, that's what we said, the beginning of Perek is talking about the Jewish people in Gullus, we have to recognize that our Gullus experience is a temporary experience. Ultimately, Haluka Kitov Zamra Elokeinu, that we have to recognize Kitov, that it's good, Zamra Elokeinu, that we sing to Hashem, Ki Na'im Nava Sihila, because ultimately, the praises that we sing to Hashem, you think it's not for Hashem, Ki Na'im, it's sweet. It's sweet for us to be able to praise Hashem, to be able to see the good, to be able to seek out godliness, and Nava Tehila, Nava, that it is so appropriate, that it's so fitting, because when we're able to see things, when we're able to taste the sweetness in a gullus, that really is one of the greatest brachas that we can have. That is the kitov, that is what's good. Rav Moshe Wolfson, the Mashkiach HaTor Vadas, in his Sefer on Tehillim, on Tefila, he brings down the idea that he thinks the whole idea of song, he actually relates it to Hanukkah. It was amazing. that tonight it's the fifth night of Hanukkah, and Rav Wolfson, in his Perush on davening, on Siddur, he brings down a beautiful idea. Where does Zimra come from? He says that songs, there are seven octaves, and then you get back to the first. The eighth is going back to the first. And he says that really the world, the lower world, is seven spheros. Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchus. And then you get to the eighth. You get to what's beyond this world. He goes, that's what eight represents in Judaism, beyond this world. Song is going beyond this world. And he says, what's interesting is the sphere beyond this world, Bina, Bnei Bina, Yemei Shmona, Chanukah is of Bina, Chanukah is Bechin, is from the aspect of eight, of beyond this world. But you know what's also in eight? In the world of eight, in the sphere of Bina, that is the source of Tshuva. Tshuva comes from the sphere of Bina. And Tshuva, we know also, Chazal tell us, pre-existed the world. What does that mean when Chazal tell us that Tshuva pre-existed the world? It means that the concept of Tshuva existing, the whole concept of Tshuva, isn't something that fits in with the natural world. Meaning, the idea of Tshuva is that we could be mekalkel something, we can ruin something, we can sully something and stain something, and yet Tshuva recreates it. It's as if it never happened. In fact, it makes it even better than it was in some ways. So this idea of Wolfson says, Haluka kitov zamre lokenu, the song to Hashem that we sing, that's the ultimate good, because the power of song, he actually quotes an idea in Kabbalah that the heichal of Nagina is right next to the heichal of Tshuva. The palace of song in heaven is in fact right next to the palace of Tshuva. This is why there's incredible power in song, right? We know that song isn't just words. I remember one time a therapist was explaining to me in Camp Ask that with some special needs individuals, they had difficulty. They couldn't really speak, but they could sing. They could sing words. And the therapist was working with the camper to teach him how to sing his answers to questions. It was an unbelievable thing, explaining to me that speech and singing are really different things from different parts of the brain and obviously different parts of the neshama. Song comes from something else. So the David HaMelech says, Haluka kitov zamre elokeinu. It's kitov zamre elokeinu. It's so good. It's tov when we sing to Hashem. Kina'im navasila, because that brings sweetness and appropriateness to the tehillah, to the praise, because it will help us understand, it will help us connect and help sweeten things for us when we're able to just to sing. Right, and Jews, we sing even when we don't feel like it. We sing. It's part of not only the culture of what it is to be a Jew, but we know it's the very part of a definition. David HaMelech is Na'im Zmiris Yisrael. He's the beautiful. He's the sweet singer of the Jewish people. He's not just writing songs to sing, but he's writing deep truths and connecting our souls to Hashem in very, very real ways. And once we talk about singing to Hashem in Galus, what happens then? The very next pasuk, Bonei Yerushalayim Hashem. Bonei Yerushalayim Hashem, Nidche Yisrael Yichanes. That builder Hashem is the builder of Yerushalayim. Nidche Yisrael Yichanes. Jews that are nidachim, that are pushed away, Yichanes, Hashem is going to gather them in. What does this mean, Bonei Yerushalayim? What does this mean, Bonei? So many Mefarshim point out that it says Bonei Belashon Hove, that it says Bonei in the present tense. And what does this mean? So the famous Rupshitz, or Naftali of Rupshitz, in his Sefer Zera Kodesh, we quote this in our Shiurim in Shmona Esrei, in the Bracha of Bonei Yerushalayim, there too also, it's in the present tense, right? Some explain the bracha gets it from this capital of Tehillim, right? The brachos of Shmona Esrei came much later, after the prakim of Tehillim were written, and that the Anshei Knesset HaGdolim building their Shmona Esrei and writing Shmona Esrei looked at this parak Tehillim, the Bonei Yerushalayim Hashem, that Hashem in the present tense is building Jerusalem. What did David HaMelech mean? That Hashem is constantly building Yerushalayim, especially if what David HaMelech is saying in this zemer is really this parak of Tehillim. Is the song of transition from the end of history, the difficulties of Ikfas of the Mashiach, Kitov Zamra Lokenu, Nam Navasi Hila, that we can sing, and we'll see Bonei Yerushalayim Hashem, that Hashem in the present is constantly building Yerushalayim. The Zera Kodesh says that Hashem is building Yerushalayim Shalmala, the Yerushalayim above a Gemara and Tanis, Daf Yomi, we'll get to very soon, that that there's a Jerusalem above corresponding to the Jerusalem below. Oh, wait, did Daf Yomi get to it already? I don't remember. I'm spacing. Did Daf Yomi do it already? I have to ask Rick if Daf Yomi did it already. But the idea that there's a Jerusalem above, the idea of the Jerusalem above is that the Beis HaMikdash is being built in Shemayim. And when it's complete, it's going to come down. So how is it being built? Who's the contractor? You're the contractor. You're building it. You're building the Beis HaMikdash. How? The Zera Kodesh says, with our mitzvahs, that Hashem is Bonei Yerushalayim Hashem, Nidchei Yisrael Yichanes. Hashem is building the Jerusalem in the present. You know how? By Nidchei Yisrael Yichanes. Hashem is gathering together all the Nidchei Yisrael, all those that were pushed away from Israel. What does that mean? So listen to this idea from the Imrei Emes, a beautiful idea of the Imrei Emes, the third Rebbe of Ger Hasidim, the Zechus Hagen Aleinu, who managed to escape in the war with some of his family. He led Ger Hasidim in Eretz Israel, built it into one of the biggest Hasiduses in the world, once again from Poland, transplanting it into Eretz Israel, Yerushalayim. But the Imrei Emes, Zechus Hagen Aleinu, says that, you know what, Nidchei Yisrael is such a beautiful idea. He says that at times we daven, and we learn, and we do mitzvahs, and we feel that it was totally, totally closed out. We feel that we didn't accomplish anything with those tefillahs. Those tefillahs were just totally, totally rejected, because they weren't good enough, they didn't have enough kavana into them, it wasn't with the best concentration. So Zok, the Imrei Emes, that you know what Bonei Yerushalayim Hashem Nidchei Yisrael Yichanes, what it means is that all those tefillos and all those mitzvahs that we think were pushed away, Bonei Yerushalayim Hashem Nidchei Yisrael Yichanes, because Hashem is gathering together all of the avod of the Jewish people throughout centuries. Everything that we've done, that Shemona Esrei, that mincha, you thought, oh my gosh, I don't even know if I could count that as a mincha. That brach, those things. Understand that everything that we do, how cherished ultimately is by Hashem. Bonei Yisrael, Bonei Yerushalayim Hashem, Nidcha Yisrael Yichanes. And this means all of those that were pushed away. And they say, you know, that this is a sign of Bonei Yerushalayim Hashem, that Hashem is getting a different interpretation, that Hashem is getting to the end of building Jerusalem, when Nidcha Yisrael Yichanes, when we see the Jews coming back from all over the world. And to Ka'b Shofar Gadol L'Chirusenu, we know that Shmona Esrei, again, built on a lot of tefillos that came before it, such as Tehillim. The Gemara in Megillah tells us that the bracha of Tekab Shofar comes before Bonei Yerushalayim. Why? Because first, you have to have that ingathering of the exiles, and then we're going to be able to see with clarity the building of Hashem's Yerushalayim. And certainly, obviously, this is something that we've seen constantly in the world today, whether it's the Baal Tshuva movement all over the world, Jews, sparks of holiness being awakened and being relit, which is, of course, one of the great lessons of Chanukah, that the Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Friedrich Lubavitcher Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak, the Rebbe Riatz, the previous Rebbe, spoke about this at length, the importance of Chanukah and relighting the sparks all over the world, lighting up the lamps. But this is something also that we see, that Jews, Mamish, Mi'arba Kanfus Haaretz, are heading to Eretz Yisrael, are heading to Medina Yisrael. So Bonei Yerushalayim Hashem Nidchei Yisrael Yichanes, that Hashem is going to be building up Yerushalayim with the Nidchei Yisrael, with the tefillos, everything that we think are pushed away. But you know what? Also it means Nidchei Yisrael Yichanes, Hashem is going to be coming into the end of the Bonei Yerushalayim when we see the Nidchei Yisrael. And this is something every day in davening to think about. Mamsh, Ma'isim B'chol Yom, it's taking place, people making aliyah, people going to Eretz Yisrael. This is the Bonei Yerushalayim Hashem Nidchei Yisrael Yichanes, that he's gathering everything together. And then we'll end with Pasuk Gimel. I know there's a little bit of a big parak, 20 psukim, but I don't want to go too late tonight. There's a lot to do for Chanukah, the fifth night, Avoda. But Harofei L'Shrei Lev U'Mechabish L'Atzvosam. This is such a beautiful pasuk. This is a pasuk to say over and over. You know, Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter, Shlita, one of the greatest Mekubalim today, one of the Gedolei HaKabbalah, one of the Gedolei HaChassidim in Breslov. So he said it's so important that every day say a couple of Prakim of Tillim and take a phrase that's meaningful to you and just say it over and over and over. And this is a phrase that I've recommended. Harofe L'Shrei Lev U'Mechavish L'Atzosam. People that are having difficulties. People having difficulties with all different machlos, whether emotionally, psychologically, and physically. This is a phrase to say over and over. Harofe L'Shrei Lev, that Hashem is the one who heals the broken hearts, those with broken hearts. U'Mechabish L'Atzvosam, and He binds up, and He brings ointments and ailments. L'Atzvosam means, you could translate it wounds, but L'Atzvosam also means their sadnesses, the things that make them sad. And this is something that so many Rishonim and Achronim talk about, that Bonei Yerushalayim Hashem Nidcha Yisrael Ichanes, that how will Hashem gather together the Nidcha Yisrael, those that feel pushed away and rejected? By Harofe L'Shrei Lev U'Mechabish L'Atzvosam, that Hashem is going to be there to heal their broken hardness. And Hashem is going to bring Mechabish L'Atzvosam. He's going to bring the ointments, and He's going to bring the medicine L'Atzvosam for their wounds, but also for their sadnesses, that Hashem will heal us all. And the Mechabish L'Atzvosam, I just wanted to share one idea from the Shlach HaKadosh. He says that what David HaMelech is specifically talking about here is the brokenness and the sadness that comes from Galus, the struggle that we have. And the Pritzadik, or Tzadik HaKohen of Lublin. So he says in this week's Parsha, Parshas Miketz, in the Pritzadik, Reb Tzadik brings down that what is the Mechabish L'Atzvosam, what type of Atzvos are we talking about? Who's David HaMelech referring to? The Shvurei Lev, the brokenhearted, Mechabish L'Atzvosam, that Hashem will bind up their wounds. Zakta Pritzadik, he says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing Meniach Tachboshes L'Rapis HaAtzvos She'Otzev Choshev She'en Lo Takana Chas V'Sholom. The Pri Tzadik says, you know who Hashem is bringing Mechabish L'Atzvosam? He's binding up their wounds. Those that feel that they have no hope. Those that feel Nidachim. Those that feel pushed away. That Hashem is the one. Hashem is the Kol Yachal. Hashem is able to bring everyone back. Hashem is be able to heal the Lev Shavur, the broken heart, the Atzvosam, the illness that is racked with sadness. Mechabish L'Atzvosam. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu heals us. And the Shlach HaKadosh says, we have to know how much of this is caused by Galus. Because what is Galus, right? We're in the midst of Chanukah, Galus Yavan, Choshech. We know the Jewish people were living in Eretz Yisrael. They had a Beis HaMikdash, but they were in Galus. Because what is Galus? Exile means to be lost to yourself. That's the deepest exile. So the Nidcha Yisrael, Jews that feel pushed away, Jews that feel Shurei Lev, a broken heart, Atzvosam, sadness, that they feel that there's no hope for them. So it has to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Chvodo Atzmo. Hashem is there, Harofe L'Shrei Lev, that Hashem is here to heal those of broken hearts. U'Mechabish L'Atzvosam. And that sadness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bind them up and show them that no, that I'm here and that I love you. And that in this, as the Shlach HaKadosh says, the sadness and this brokenheartedness that comes from Galus, it's going to be that Hashem will heal us by showing us who we are and by showing us how much He's there for us. And of course, this is such an important message for Chanukah. This is such a beautiful and important message for Chanukah. This idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there to heal us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here to bring the medicine and the ointments to heal all the ailments of our sadness. And that's why, as we said in our parshas here earlier in the week, that it's through the bitachon of a Chanukah, through the Torah, Pekudei Hashem Yishar Mesamchei Lev, by the Jewish people being committed to Chachmas Hashem, the Torah HaKadosha, that's how we're zocha to tremendous simcha during these days of Chanukah. And that's how Hashem can heal our broken heart and bind up all of our wounds. Okay, I hope everyone has a lichtig and freilich Chanukah, a very illuminated and joyous holiday, and a beautiful Shabbos. Take care, everyone.